In Jonesboro, Tennessee, an African-American storyteller moved a racist farmer to tears through shared song and story, a moment that launched Annette Simmons on an 8-year journey to understand narrative's transformative power. In our data-saturated world, we've forgotten a fundamental truth. Influence doesn't flow from information, it flows from stories. While facts bounce off resistant minds, stories slip past our psychological defenses and reshape how we see the world. This explains why some leaders instantly command attention despite modest credentials, while others with impressive qualifications struggle to be heard. Stories aren't just communication tools, they're the operating system of human influence, the emotional glue connecting us to one another. When listeners make your story their own, they reach your conclusions independently, creating genuine influence that requires minimal follow-up. People instinctively ask, "Who are you?" and "Why are you here?" before trusting others. Studies show trust triples when people feel they know you, while 63% distrust strangers, 85% trust acquaintances. Skip, a wealthy heir, faced skeptical stockholders who saw him as privileged. He shared how a $6-an-hour worker caught his port starboard confusion in boat designs, preventing a costly mistake. He showed the red and green shoes he now wears as a reminder. This "Who I Am" story demonstrated humility and transformed perceptions. The six key stories are who I am, why I am here, the vision, teaching, values in action, and I know what you are thinking. Each serves a distinct purpose. A Lebanese immigrant sharing his dream of owning beautiful cars builds trust through honest ambition. Conversely, a CEO claiming "we're doing this for you" during a merger while earning 50 times his employees' salaries destroys credibility. Vision stories make abstract goals tangible, like using Van Gogh's journey to inspire lunatic software artists, connecting present challenges to future success. Like the Jewish teaching tale where parable dresses naked truth in story so villagers welcome her, stories make truth accessible. Raw facts often face resistance, while stories bypass defenses by engaging both emotion and intellect. My greyhound Larry, who gets tangled at poles and won't back up until I do, illustrates this. When shared with executives at an impasse, this simple story conveys its message without triggering defensiveness. Stories are more true than facts because they provide essential context. Rather than commanding "stop criticizing employees," sharing the Haitian wisdom, "the man who beats his horse will soon be walking," conveys deeper truth about respect and feedback. In our complex world of information overload, stories provide frameworks for understanding and transform frustration into motivation. Traditional strategic planning has evolved into storytelling through metaphor and scenarios because linear analysis can't capture our interconnected reality. Stories uniquely handle paradox where rules fail, offering nuanced solutions while respecting people's intelligence. Facts only become influential when they resonate with someone's personal context and emotional reality. Without a new narrative framework, people instinctively fit information into existing mental models that reinforce their beliefs. I once shared "The Kingdom of Heaven is like a party" with a deeply serious, suffering-focused individual. He became visibly offended because the story challenged his core belief that virtue requires hardship. A factual statement wouldn't have created such cognitive dissonance. The story's vivid imagery penetrated his psychological defenses enough to make him question his beliefs. People interpret facts to align with their existing narratives. A veteran salesperson who built their career on manipulation will likely dismiss an honest newcomer's success as beginner's luck. Environmental pessimists might reject positive conservation evidence that contradicts their worldview. Even those who pride themselves on logic often operate within their own "I am rational" narrative, filtering which facts they accept. Research shows decisions are more heavily influenced by emotional factors than logical analysis. people form artistic preferences through social influence, trust familiar faces, and construct rational justifications for emotional choices. Words comprise only 15% of what listeners hear. The rest comes from your face, posture, hands, tone, and even small details like your pen or haircut. We all make constant judgments based on these signals. You are a living story to everyone you meet. Effective gestures don't require dramatic movements. Subtle hand motions enhance storytelling by creating props, drawing scenery, or conveying emotions. The key is making gestures natural by clearly visualizing your story. When you truly see the image, your hands will instinctively illustrate it. Facial expressions communicate emotions at a primal level across cultural barriers. Babies read emotional content from faces before understanding words. While this creates a powerful communication tool, it also means you can't mask genuine emotions. Anger, disrespect, or frustration will show through despite your words. Your storytelling should engage all senses. Professional storyteller Jay O'Callaghan uses sounds, whistling for wind, or creating environmental noises to transport listeners into the story world. What seems logically irrelevant often connects emotionally. Simple details, like mentioning someone was the oldest of 11 children, create authenticity that facts alone cannot achieve. Story acts like a magnet rather than a bulldozer. While direct influence creates win-lose power struggles, story bypasses resistance by working with the listener's momentum, like Aikido's circular indirect movements. In our technological world, human attention is the scarcest resource. People crave being seen and acknowledged. Most experience an attention deficit from those important to them, drowning in information but starving for meaning. When your story touches someone, you give the gift of attention that creates connection. Direct confrontation often strengthens opposing viewpoints. Stories enable gradual perspective shifts through small steps, starting with points of agreement. They induce a receptive, trance-like state. When you say, "I want to tell you a little story," people physically relax, open their eyes wider, and their jaws slacken. Research shows engaging stories lower blood pressure and slow heartbeats, bypassing conscious defenses to reach the subconscious. Power and influence demand responsibility. Like Icarus, storytellers must guard against the seduction of their own power. Ethical storytellers use their skills to benefit others, not to manipulate. The cardinal sin of storytelling is boring your audience. Three strategies help prevent this. Use specific details rather than hypotheticals, stop when you sense disinterest, and engage listeners by involving them in the narrative, either by asking for input or connecting to their interests. Fear and shame-based stories may yield short-term results, but ultimately paralyze rather than motivate. True influence requires offering hope for an achievable future. Stories fall flat when the teller secretly loses hope or develops contempt for their audience. Your life is your most powerful story. When your actions align with the stories you tell, choices become clearer and influence more authentic. The stories that truly transform aren't just well-crafted, they're genuine expressions of your beliefs and the future you envision.